What's up, chumps? This is Jordan.
This is Allie.
And you're listening to Quintessential. All right, what's up, cutie? How you doing?
I'm so good. Happy to be back.
You know, I'm happy to be back too, and I'm feeling pretty good. I'm riding high off of that victory I had last night at Settlers.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel?
How do I feel about
winning? Yeah, I mean, I just like fucked your shit up last night in Settlers. I built all my settlements, and then I built the cities and upgraded, and I just took no prisoners.
Yeah, we played Settlers two nights in a row.
We did.
It's really fun. Not Settlers of Zarahemla.
No.
Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, the original. I opened that one two-player one that I got, and it looks really confusing.
Really? Yeah. Dang it. But it'll be fine. We'll figure it out.
Do you remember when we tried to play two-player Settlers just with the original game?
Yeah, it's not fun and it's sad.
Well, because it's like the whole point of the game is trading, and so I need to win, and I'm like, I need sheep, and you're like, I'm not giving you shit. I didn't know you're just gonna
never,
win.
Never giving you shit.
And playing last night, we were playing with those friends, and you and I kind of were like working together a little bit.
Yeah, just like one, I guess not really, one trade.
There were just parts where I didn't care if you won.
You were winning.
Yeah, that's I was winning. But if I wouldn't have won, you would have won.
Yeah, so it was crazy because me, Jordan, and one of our other friends, we were like neck and neck. And he won. But if he wouldn't have won, my turn was next, I would have won.
And like, if you wouldn't have, then she would have won.
Yeah. So I've still felt accomplished.
But it's also because our friend traded me and gave me the card I needed. Yeah. So I talked him into it. I sweet talked him into it.
He was like helping you the whole time. You wouldn't have won if he wouldn't have just like been your little bitch.
He was my bitch. We were in my house. So he knows what hell it goes.
You put him in a spot.
I did. I put him in like the one chair that's kind of rickety, you know? Like the chair that doesn't sit balanced. You know, when you're a kid, I don't know. I mean, you'll have to tell me if it's the same for girls. I have no idea. But when I was a kid and I had friends come over, we'd play PlayStation or whatever, I'd always give them the bad controller because my house, bitch, I get the good controller.
Well, last week our friends were over and your friend was sitting in your spot and you're like, hey, can you move? Remember that?
Yeah, I mean, get out of my spot.
You're like, well, you were actually nice about it, but you're like, that's my spot, you think you could like scoot over?
Yeah.
And then you like lay down like a princess.
Well, I had to, because that's my spot. I don't know how to explain it, it just wanted a certain way. But was it when you were a kid, were there things like that? Like, what did you guys do that was the equivalent of giving your friend the bad PlayStation controller?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe if we were, like, getting snacks or something, I'd give them, like, a different color or something.
Well, did like you play Barbies or anything? And did you make them be, like, the...
The ugly Barbie that's, like, ratty? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like, this is you, and I'm the hot one. And you always win when you're at your house.
Yeah, I think so. It's hard to remember.
It is hard to remember. Well, I mean, how long has it been since you even said the word play with your friends?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I joke about it. Like, mm-hmm. I'll text one of my friends and be like, you want to play?
Well, it's so crazy. It is a wave, right? Like you say the thing and then you become too cool for it. And then you grow up a little more and you're like cool enough to joke about stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's how with everything is. That's how it is with your parents too. Like you don't want to be, you're like, you love your parents when you're a kid and then you're too cool for your parents. And then you're like, just cool enough to be confident enough to hang out. You love your parents again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you nervous about that with our kids?
With them not thinking we're cool?
Yeah.
No. I think, maybe. We might embarrass them for a little bit.
Well, it doesn't matter how cool you are as a parent. They still, like, it's going to happen.
Yeah, all kids, like, get embarrassed of their parents until they're at a certain age. And they're like, well, wait, my parents are actually really cool.
We're
going to be young parents.
Yeah.
So we're going to be the shit.
Well, I get really sad sometimes because our first is 4. And she's my little friend and she loves me and everything. And I'm nervous for when she's too cool for me. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Sometimes she does. Today, she told me I was annoying because I was singing along to Encanto. I was like singing and I don't know, just like under my breath too, like nothing crazy. And she's like, Mom, you're so annoyed.
Yeah, because you were bugging.
I was like, oh, I'm annoying you? And she's like, yeah, I'm so annoyed.
Isn't it funny how we have been trying to watch that movie Encanto for us?
Like yeah, I want to like it because I like the music.
We have sat our girls down and tried to watch it a few times because we want to like it because of the fact that we can appreciate. So that's another thing. Kid movies. Like now I like them.
Yeah. Yeah. And looking at them differently from like this perspective, there's a lot of kid movies I like. Mulan is like the best kid movie.
We just watched that today.
Did we?
Well, started it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I asked her if she wanted to watch it, and she goes, actually, yes, Mom, I do.
Yeah, she made the decision. Well, what are some other ones?
Some good ones?
Yeah.
Mulan is, like, the best. That's a classic. I think it's so funny. I mean, obviously, you have, like, A Bug's Life, like, things like that, but I feel like princess movie type things, like, where the woman is, like, the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Remember when I was telling you about how I was, like, thinking about which Disney prince is the hottest?
Yeah.
And I really, like, I don't know why my brain was thinking about it and why it mattered to me. Everyone thinks that, like, Prince Eric is hot. He's Little Mermaid's guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't do anything. And so then I started going through in my head, like, okay, what does this prince do? We all know that the Beauty and the Beast, he's, like, so ugly. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, the joke. Everyone's like, oh, when the beast turns into a human, he's, like, uglier.
Well, I had no idea of that joke because I'm a guy, and so I didn't care anyway.
You didn't
but
think
then
about
growing
it.
Up, all every woman is like, yeah, I was a little girl, and I, like, basically the beast was hot compared to the real guy.
Yeah, he, like, turns into a human, and his eye, he, like, turns and looks at the camera, and you're like, ah!
I saw this thing where someone was like, my six-year-old, like, pussy dried up so fast.
I totally saw that too. That is so funny. But anyways, I had thought about it, and the prince from Sleeping Beauty, he's like blonde, and I'm not really into blondes, but he slays a dragon.
Didn't we already talk about that on the podcast?
No, I talked to you about it.
No,
for
true.
Some reason, it was really important to me that I like pinned it down, because I'm like, okay, he's attractive. He's fit, and he slays a dragon. Like, no other prince does anything. Okay, Cinderella prince, what, he puts a slipper on her?
Yeah, he's a lazy bitch.
Yeah.
Also, get your eyes checked, you idiot. How do you not know who...
I know, how do you not know that it's her?
You dance with her the whole time? Like, did he just have such an insane boner the whole time? He, like, was blacking out and couldn't even focus?
I don't know.
How do you not have any idea? I don't understand that. Obviously, it's an old movie.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't the one going around and checking the slippers, though, right? That was, like, his people.
Well, he was going with them.
Oh, was he?
Right? But also, like...
I don't remember now.
I thought he did, because the stepsisters wanted him to come... They, like, got all ready, because he came in their house.
Like, pushing the boobs together, like,
giant.
Hey.
Did I tell you I got in trouble on my mission for doing that?
No.
I lived in a house with, like, three... There were six of us in the house.
Yeah.
And there was one companionship that we just made fun of because they were the assistants at the time. And my companion and I, the one that texted me that long text, he's a good guy. We always made fun of them, how they like kissed butt and they mm-hmm. just wanted, they thought they were so cool. So these two guys, the guys we made fun of, were outside talking to one of our neighbors who was a member. And they were like, because the guy was the bishop or something. So they thought he was important. So then they like cared to talk to him. They were those type of guys. And they were talking to him and they were like flirting with this guy, it felt like, because they're like, oh, you're so funny. They wanted him to like them. So my companion and I were making fun of them, like basically mimicking like we were them. It was so fun. And I was like, oh, Bishop. And I like pushed my like my boobs together as if I was the missionary. And as I did that, the missionary saw, like looked up and saw us making fun of them and saw me like doing that. And it was so fun. He came up and was like, what were you doing? He thought we were just gay with each other or something. He didn't know we were making fun of him, but we got in trouble. Anyway, yeah. So are there any other princes that do anything or no?
No. And the prince from Snow White is ugly as crap.
He's a rapist too, right? She's just sleeping in the woods. And he's like, I think I can figure out what to do here.
He's just like, I mean, obviously it's because the animation's like old.
I don't
so
even remember
looks,
what he looks
he
like.
He looks so... Look it up right now. He looks fake. I'll look it up
Well,
for
that's
you.
Also like the first... Well, that's the first one,
yeah,
right?
Snow White is like one of the oldest ones.
I think
ones.
It's the oldest one.
Snow White Prince. Yeah. He looks like... Oh, he's just... You will find the perfect word to describe what his face looks like.
Oh my gosh. He looks like if you cut a human's face skin off and like put it on a robot. That's what he looks like. He looks like he's trying to look like a human so bad.
And he like kind of looks feminine a little bit.
His nostrils are flared. What is he trying to smell? Is he trying to smell Snow White's ass while she's sleeping in the freaking logs?
And like he doesn't have like face structure. He kind of just looks like a blob.
Why is his mouth is wide open?
So
like
he's ugly anyways.
Well, why is he doing that face? He's doing a mouth wide open face as if he thinks, like, he's looking at pretty butterflies is what his face looks like.
Mm-hmm. And he, like, kills that old witch lady, which is, like, cool, I guess. But mm-hmm. he's ugly, so he doesn't count. And then, like I said, Prince Eric doesn't do it. I don't know. Aladdin, I mean, he's not a prince.
Okay, here's so the problem. Count. Yes, he is.
What?
I don't understand. Aladdin's wish was that he'd be a prince. And then this whole made-up city or country or whatever got made up. And he was the prince of it. And then he's like, oh, I've been faking. No, he is a prince. He got made one.
That's true.
I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, he doesn't do anything crazy either, though.
No, yeah, but slay, like, a dragon. I don't care. Well, yeah, he finds the diamond in the rough. I feel like you're skipping right over that part.
Yeah, but he doesn't do anything heroic.
I know.
Nothing that'll make me wet.
Oh, well, what does that? What does it for you? I guess killing a dragon is what it takes.
Yep.
That's why we haven't had any success in the bedroom. We are making the lube companies have a great quarter.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we have to go and buy it all the time. We haven't had to buy lube in a long time, and it's always weird. I think what? I just bought it one time.
Are we about to, like, put out our bedroom secrets blast right now?
No, but, like, you know, we got like a big thing for our wedding, or people were being funny or whatever, and we just, like, don't.
It's almost gone.
But it's been rarely, 5 years.
I know, we've rarely used it, and we have sex all the time, so it's it's been 5 years and it's almost gone because
we had sex twice.
Yeah,
we have two kids, so we had sex two times, and that's it.
Yes.
That's funny, though. I think it's always interesting to look back at old shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea because I'm a boy, so I'd never even thought about.
Well, your favorite show was Lion King.
Yeah.
And you thought, what's it, Nala?
Well, not really.
But didn't you think she was cute?
Cause yeah, I guess. But the thing is, like, when you're, for me, I don't know how it is with other guys. For me, when I was a kid, I wasn't thinking, like, which princess is the most attractive? I thought, like, which guy do I want to be like?
Oh, interesting.
Like, when I was a kid, I thought I love Lion King because it's great, but I also, like, thought that Simba was so cool.
Well, I did that too. Like, me and my sister would fight over which Sky Dancer we wanted to be. Did you ever see Sky Dancers?
I don't think I know what that is.
Oh my gosh. If you have seen Sky Dancers, write in and tell me, because that one is, like, a hidden gem.
What is the thing? You have so many shows that you watched when you were a kid, and movies are, like, ones I'd never heard of. Fern Gully. Really?
Well, same to you. I mean, there's things you've
seen. Yeah, I guess. But, like, I'd never heard of Sky Dancers or Fern Gully.
Fern Gully. Also, if you've seen that, write in so I don't feel alone.
Well, a lot of people have, because you know what I wanted to talk to you about?
Fern Gully was so good.
Do you remember how you told me, like, I just remember this movie called Fern Gully. Have you seen it? I go, no. And you, like, showed me pictures of it. I go, maybe it looks familiar. And then I'd never heard of it my whole life. 2 days later, your uncle said something about, like, he made a reference to this movie Fern Gully.
What?
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Because he was making fun of somebody. He's like, that little bat off Fern Gully. And I was like, how?
Okay, no, listen to this, though. The bat off Fern Gully looks exactly like the bat in Anastasia.
Well, they reuse a lot of the same animation.
Yeah.
So they're, like, for example, one of the fairies on Sleeping Beauty is the same as the fairy godmother.
Oh, yeah. And, like, they use the same voices, too.
They do the same. Well, have you seen that video of, it's a little clip of Winnie the Pooh and Jungle Book, and it's the same exact. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know, yeah.
Like, they reuse the animation because it was so old.
Yeah.
So they reuse the character models, and, like, there's more people I can't think of.
Well, like the Dalmatian one.
Oh, also the evil stepmother is, I'm pretty sure, the same as on Aristocats, that the lady, like, yes, the billionaire lady.
Yes, yes, yes.
Isn't that so weird?
It's weird, but I like it.
Me
it's
too.
Like, so nostalgic.
It's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe of it the is. Times. You're like, oh, nice, like, freaking crossover.
Uh-huh. One that I hadn't seen in a long time, but I watched recently, well, as of, like, maybe 4 months ago, Aristocats.
Yeah.
That one was really good. Like, if you rewatch it as an adult, it's still really good.
It is very good. And something with me, that movie did something for me that I, like, couldn't really understand how to put into words until I got a little bit older. With those older movies, a lot of the textures,
uh-huh,
like, I can feel them.
Well, the sounds too. Like, if I tell you this right now, the motorcycle off Aristocats, you can picture it. And does it make your heart a little fuzzy and
it
warm?
It does.
Yeah.
But I also, like, for me, in Aristocats, it was the milk that the cats drink in the beginning.
Oh,
I, like,
my gosh,
wanted it. And the way it looked, I don't know how to explain it, because someone a few years later told me that that's ASMR.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. It's not the same feeling for me.
Well, I get the same vibe with, what's it called? What's that one? Sleeping Beauty, where they make the cake the fairy godmothers are making the cake for her birthday and they're like folding it in.
Oh my gosh.
Or yeah. Maybe that's not that. Maybe it's the, there's another one where they do that. Oliver and Company.
When she makes that like weird cat food or cookie dough or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
And she like folds it in.
Oh my freaking gosh. And it explodes all over the kitchen and there's like
little... Oh, and it looks so good. I want to look it up.
But
so
I'm pretty sure it's cat food. But for me, it looked like cookie dough.
Yeah.
Which maybe it is. I have no idea. But that's another one where it looked so good. Same with the sausage it links off of Oliver and Company.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good. Speaking of that, I know you're not a hot dog guy.
Yeah.
But hot dogs are so good. And I'm starting to really appreciate them because a street cart hot dog sounds so good right now. Does it not to you?
No, I'm a corn dog girl. Eh. Corn dogs are so good.
They are so good, but it's too much for me sometimes.
And I'm pretty sure, so I do polls on my Instagram all the time. I'm pretty sure when I did corn dog versus hot dog, corn dog won. Because I did that a long time ago, but I think corn dogs are like so... They're superior to hot dogs.
I used to really like them when I was a kid. I don't really know if I do anymore.
I feel like hot dogs are like squeaky.
What the shit? What does that mean?
Like when I bite into the weenie, it's like squeaky.
It's because it's the, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's the squeaky. Like, it's the package it's in or whatever.
Yeah. They're just like slippery, but when it's inside of like a baked corn dog, it's not squeaky, it's just
that
in there.
So funny that you would say that because I know exactly what you're talking about. But in one of the best hot dogs I ever had was in Mexico, actually. Have I told you this?
No.
I got a Mexican street cart hot dog and it had like, it had whatever, ketchup and mustard and relish on it, but it also had diced onions on it and tomatoes and pineapple.
Weird.
It was freaking so good.
But I bet anything's tasted good when that's you're true. Malnourished.
I was malnourished. But it really was really good. Yeah. I liked it a lot. And I've been wanting a hot dog lately. And so thinking of like an Oliver and Company when the dog finds the big old link chain of sausages.
Doesn't he like bite it and run off and it like trails behind him?
That dog had the gosh darn rhythm too. Mm-hmm. When he would sing and he'd like jump on that. Well, because he was there in New York, right?
Yeah.
So it was like the city. That movie's good. We should watch that movie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the first movie we watched when we got Disney Plus, like when it was brand new.
I think so.
That movie's super good.
Yeah.
Dang, I don't even know. I have so many things I want to tell you, but I want to hear what you have for me.
I also wanted to bring something up, and I feel like you would totally agree with me. And the question is, why are people so obsessed with certain things?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
So, and the reason why I bring this up is because there's a girl and she posted about how she was so grateful for her stickers she got. They were Justin Bieber stickers for her Hydro Flask. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it and I was like, there is nothing in the world that I am obsessed with enough to put a sticker, pay for a sticker to be made and put it on my Hydro or my Yeti or whatever I have now. And so I was thinking about like, a big one is people are obsessed with like Disneyland, and there's people who are obsessed with Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, and I just can't relate because I don't think there's anything I'm passionate about. I just can't relate because I've never, like, I'll get a picture of my kids made maybe and put it on my Hydro Flask, you know, but yeah. There's no thing that I could be obsessive over.
I just like some, do you ever get jealous of that?
No.
Like sometimes I get a little bit jealous that people
have a thing
that they care about so much because I just don't care. Obviously we do. We have things we like.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people that are big, huge fans. And we need to talk about this, of course. Big Disneyland fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like just not cool, in my opinion.
Or even Harry Potter. Like I love Harry Potter. I love it a lot. But I saw this thing and someone was like, You're not in Slytherin like Chelsea, so stop saying you are.
Fighting.
Like, oh, cool. You're in the Slytherin house. Cool. You know, you're not doing anything. You just claim it because you like it. And it's just funny. I can't relate.
Oh, you
want to
be Slytherin? Freaking do some satanic rituals, bitch. Play the part if you want to be a Slytherin. What are you acting all hard on
and
TikTok?
And everyone's in Gryffindor. Everyone chooses to be Gryffindor because it's like...
You know, I'll be honest with you.
The coolest one.
I'd rock with Slytherin.
I know you would.
Yeah, all day. Gryffindor's a bunch of nerds anyway.
Oh.
Right?
I mean, anybody who is in a house is a nerd.
That's true.
Anyone who claims to be a part of a house is a nerd, unless you're doing it for Halloween.
Yeah, that's true. I've been seeing so much lately of these adults that go to Disneyland. They have like season passes and they go all the time.
Which, that's very exciting and happy for them. I can't relate because I don't love something that much. Like, I cannot understand how you can be that obsessed. Like, we love Survivor. Remember we binged Survivor for a whole year? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get a Survivor sticker and put it on my Yeti.
I wouldn't go to Survivor Land. Season pass is Survivor Land.
I wouldn't even do that. I'd go one time and my cup would be filled for the year. You know what I mean?
We also are very, we're homebodies too. So just the idea of being on my feet. I want to go to Disneyland to take the girls. I don't want to go to like go by myself. There's so many people that have no kids and they just are like, we go once a month. I'm like, first off, are you a brain surgeon? How do you afford that?
Oh, I know.
Second off, for what reason? You know, I don't know. Maybe it's their job, like the would you rather we did last week. They have to be there to ride a roller coaster.
They have to ride the roller coasters. Yeah. And this is not like throwing shade on people who do obsess with things. I just can't. I don't get it.
No, you misunderstand. This is throwing shade.
You're throwing shade at Disneyland lovers. And
I just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I don't get it how people like are obsessed with. I mean, I think Taylor Swift's cool. I think like when she came back, you know, she's like trying to get her music back and all that. I think like all that's cool and like power to her. But I'm not obsessed with her and I'm not going to buy a sticker that has her music on it. Or whatever. I'm just not obsessed with it.
You're really obsessing over this sticker situation.
Yeah, because why are we buying stickers for...
It's the sticker for you that's putting you over the edge. Because I'm talking about like all these other things and you're like, yeah, but like my Yeti, my Stanley Cup, I don't want to get a sticker. It's like, what's the deal with the stickers? Who hurt you?
Why are people buying stickers? Why are people getting things made about personal things and sticking them on their $80 Stanley Cup or whatever?
Want people to see. That's the whole reason they even have the Stanley Cup is to have people see it. So they're like, I'm going to show people that I'm a diehard Harry Styles fan.
It's like a conversation starter. They're like they like get sit down at lunch and like turn their Yeti so that everyone can see, so that people can ask them like, oh my gosh, you're a JB fan? You know? Yeah.
They sit down and they put their drink down and then they like, no one says anything and they're like, oh, and they like twist it.
And then conversation ensues.
There's people that go to like a Harry Styles concert every week.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
And also, how does that work? Like, if you're obsessed with a musician, obviously you want to go see him, but like, you think he's going to have sex with you or something? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, what's the goal?
I don't know. Like, I think it's cool to go listen to music. Like, live
all the time though.
We went inside, exactly. But the vibe of a concert's fun. You've only been to one concert and that was with me and that was Drake. And that was really good, but we were behind like tweakers.
Oh, so. And this is, we were behind people that were like drunk and high. And I was reading the girl's text the whole night.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that. And I just got so excited.
Well, cause it was at the Footprint Center in Arizona. So it's the Suns Stadium. Like, it's huge. We were in the seats.
Yeah.
We weren't standing. So the people right in front of us, it was these two girls and they were obviously drunk and there were two empty spaces next to them. So they were like looking for, trying to find their friends or something was happening. There were four of them. So the two were with us. The other two were in the bathroom or something. The ones that were in the bathroom were texting the ones in front of us, telling them like, this one girl that we're friends with is really sick and she's throwing up in the bathroom. And so like, we'll be there in a little bit. The ones sitting in front of us were just like, they didn't care at all that she was sick. And like, she kept getting texts and the girl was saying like, she's really sick. Like, we might have to take her to the hospital. And the girl sitting in front of us, I remember she texted like, I'm not leaving. Like, I paid X amount for these tickets. Like, go by yourself to the hospital. She's like, I'm not giving up these seats. Like, she can wait till whatever, 10 p.m. to go to the hospital. I thought that was hilarious. And then the girl also threw up. The girl in front of us threw up on the floor, and then the guy next to her was this big black guy, and he looked back, and he's like, oh, hell nah. You remember that? He's like,
no.
You don't remember that?
I have the worst memory, and so I love this because it's just making me so happy.
He looked back at us, he's like, y'all see this shit?
I'm like, oh, yeah. I love when people that you don't know like make eye contact with you, and you have the same moment together.
It's hilarious. Did I ever tell you the story of when I was in I was actually in high school, but I was taking college English class at MCC. I've told you this, right?
Yeah.
I've at least told you about it. So I would go once a week or something. I would go to the college for my English class. But I was in high school still. And the teacher was really weird. She was nice. But but whatever. I don't really remember how this happened or what, but I remember she took a liking to me, the teacher did. So she would always come talk to me and ask how I was doing and stuff. I don't really know why. But also there was an adult black man in the class, because it was a community college. So there were me and another high school student, and then there were like grown-ups, and he was really funny. Anyway, so the teacher came over to me one day. She said that she noticed I was stressed. I haven't told you this.
I've never heard this.
So we're taking a test or something. It's all quiet in the class, and I just feel two old wrinkly hands on my shoulders, and it was the teacher like giving me a little shoulder massage because I looked stressed.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
And I like slowly looked up from my, because I like just felt the wrinkles on my hand, and I smelled the
Estee Lauder.
I smelled the Estee Lauder, and I'm like, uh-oh. And I slowly look up from my paper, and as I look up, across the room, direct eye contact, is that black guy that I was telling you about. Like, he looked me in the eye as I like did the reaction of looking up, like, what is happening? And he laughed so hard.
Oh my gosh.
He saw the whole thing. And he and I like shared that moment, and we just thought it was so funny. Yeah, I love stuff like that. Or even at that comedy show where the homeless guy got up and then the guy across the room kept looking at me and we kept being like, what is happening?
Like shaking your head.
And then as soon as a comic got up and was talking and the homeless guy was heckling the comic goes, please shut the fuck up. And I look at the guy across the room I've never met that we just had made eye contact a few times, and he and I both like laughed together.
Well,
because we were like,
I love that. It reminds me of, and I've told you just this recently, but when I go to CrossFit, it's like me, I'm younger, I'm like a mom, but I'm still younger, and then I'm working out with all these like women who have kids who are like in high school, you know, so they're older women in like their 30s, early 40s. And one of the women who works there, she brings her brother who's like in his 40s, but he's special needs, some, I don't know what he is, but like we'll be working out and he'll just yell, let's freaking go.
Yeah, bitch. Slams like glass on his head.
Let's go. I don't know, just like yelling. And I like look up for my workout, and like the mom, like a mom, like looks at me, and we just like smile and laugh together. And she just like rolls her eyes. And there was this one time where we were doing laying on the ground, getting a barbell, you know, up, and then doing bench press from like the ground. Have you done that before?
Bench press or shoulder press?
Bench press. It's like a, I don't know what it's called. There's obviously a name for it.
Okay.
But you do it from the ground, so you're not going all the way down with your elbows. You're doing it a little bit less. Mm-hmm. But so you're doing that from the ground, and he like was doing some, I don't know how, he was trying to like wiggle his head underneath instead of like laying down and rolling it from your feet up. Mm-hmm. And she was like under her breath, like, I don't know what the frick he's doing. Like, and she's like, he's going to hurt himself.
The sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not the sister. No, it was just one of the ladies there. Yeah. And she was like, he always like is, she's like, I can't watch him. Like, I can't. And like turns her head. That's, I don't so know. Funny. It's just funny that this mom.
And like just, you guys don't know each other, but you only know each other because of that. Because
we just like work out together, and we like share special moments together when the guy does something funny. We just like look at each other.
Well, like, it's like once so you funny. Have somebody who is also, it's like when you're in a weird social situation and you look around and just anyone who is also normal, you like attach onto them because you're like, you seen the shit too?
Yeah,
like
so
that guy
funny.
At the concert, he's like, you guys see what's going on? Well, did I ever tell you, I've told you this before, one of my favorite moments with that, like just the making eye contact that makes something hilarious. When I was in church as a kid, I've told you this.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in church as a kid, this new family moved in and they were giving talks. The husband and wife were giving a talk to introduce themselves, and that's what you do. And they were an older couple, they're maybe 60. And they get up and they're, so the lady gets up and she goes like, oh, my name is whatever her name was. Doesn't matter, Jenny. And we're the Balls family is what she said. So my name's Jenny Balls is what she said. And so obviously I'm 13, I'm like, oh, you know, come on.
I would do that now.
Yeah, and so they're talking and she goes up and she's, and I'm like just thinking it's hilarious. And she goes, yeah, you know, this is what I do for work. This is what my husband does. We have two kids. One of them, this is the age gap and everything like that. And they're older kids because they were in their 60s. So their kids are grown up too. And the lady says, our oldest son is here. They came to like watch our talk. Our oldest son, Harry, as in Harry Balls is the guy's name.
Why and do they do that?
Well, she's freaking dumb, didn't use her brain. But the second she said that, my buddy Connor, who was a few rows ahead of me, just turned around and looked at me, and it made me laugh so hard because he was just like, he didn't even turn around laughing. He just looked, whipped his head around and looked at me because he's like, oh yeah, Harry Balls. And it was hilarious. We just both laughed so hard. But I have something I want to show you.
Okay.
Do you want to see a, video of your dad?
Of my dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here.
Damn, boy. You hear that one, bro? You hear that one, dude?
You didn't recognize him?
Damn.
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, that's, that's your dad. I thought he wasn't looking.
Ooh.
You know my dad does not do that. My dad hates bodily functions.
Yeah, I know. He really does.
Also, you're like, this video of your dad, it's like a vintage kitchen. Like, not...
Well, freaking obviously it's not your dad. Obviously not my dad. This guy is hilarious. His name is King Ass Ripper is his name.
Oh, that's just what he does?
That's what he does. He just farts and burps and eats
and slaps his stomach.
And slaps his stomach and he farts. And that's all he does. Do you want to see more or no?
No.
Can I just show you one anyway?
Yeah. Do I have to listen to it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, duh. Because I guess the whole part. The farts.
Ready?
Kill the fart.
Is that him?
Yeah.
I hate this. It's juicy. Ew, why is he breathing so hard?
Because he's really pushing it out.
Oh.
I know you like it.
No. That was juicy. Like, there's poop in his undies now.
Well, yeah, there's somebody else who does.
That's so funny.
It's hilarious. You don't think that's funny?
I mean, yes and no.
There's so many he does that he, like, there's one where he farts on his dog.
His dog like ears like point down after.
And then there's one where he like he'll do like special requests, so he'll like microwave leftovers and then he'll like fart on his plate.
Oh my gosh. You're like laughing so hard.
Well, that's freaking hilarious. But there's some he does, I'll have to show you, where he has like obviously shit stains on his underwear because he wears whitey tighties.
Obviously?
Yeah, like it's brown stains because he just pushes farts out as hard as he can.
That's disgusting.
You don't like that?
No.
It didn't look like you didn't think that was your dad? Did you didn't buy it for a little bit?
No. I thought you were going to show me a video of Danny DeVito. Like, I thought you were going to be like...
You're like, wait, this is just It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Or like, we just watch Hercules. I'm like, oh, your dad's really good in this.
The scene where he's like, look at me when you're talking to me.
Oh, and It's Always Sunny. One of my favorite scenes we just barely watched is when they're doing that made up board game they made, Charlie McDennis, and they're trying to teach Frank how to play. And he gets in trouble.
I love that show so much. We need to watch it tonight.
Let's watch it tonight. But Frank gets in trouble and he has to go in a dog kennel. And he's like in there. And part of it, he has to like make a cake. He has to eat the ingredients of a cake. So like a whole thing of eggs, whole thing of butter. But he's in the dog kennel and he like asks a question and Dennis is like, quiet dog, and kicks the thing and throws beer in his face. Oh my gosh, that makes me so happy. See, what is wrong with me that those type of shows are what I want and crave?
I don't know. There's nothing wrong with you. They're funny.
They're hilarious. And I just like, I don't understand why people would want to watch a show where everyone's just nice to each other the whole time.
There's this video on TikTok, and it's like this girl's getting ice, and the ice comes out of one place, but they told her to come out of another one. So she's waiting and waiting and waiting, and then the ice thing like comes and slides off to the side of her. And the two guys start laughing, dying laughing, and the guy between laughs is like, you stupid bitch. And that's what made the video funny. It's only funny because he called her a stupid bitch.
Well, it's hilarious.
And like, obviously, he's... loves her and respects her, you know, but like it's funny to, I don't know, at least I think it's funny.
Well, that's because that's real. That's really what you would say to someone. And that's what makes it funny, is because it makes it all realistic.
Oh, well, that's a last real video. Night when our friend blocked you in Settlers, you're like, you bitch.
Well, freaking finally, I got a number four rolled. I had set up around wheat the whole time. I had like three different places I could get wheat on the same number, and it never got rolled. And then the one time it did, it's the time right after he blocked me, and that pissed me off. And like, he's not a bitch, but it pissed me off.
It's so funny.
Well, you said you had something else you wanted to tell me. What do you got for me?
I have a lot of just like random stuff.
It's okay. Go.
This one is, I saw this thing and I wanted to ask you. It says, you've got two pills, a red one and a blue one. Did you see this?
Well, no. There's a lot of different options for that, but.
Oh, well, I hope that.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I've seen The Matrix, so I've seen the red pill, blue pill.
Oh, it's like from a movie.
Yeah, but that's.
Okay. So the two pills. The blue pill will restart your life at age 10 with all the knowledge you have now. The red pill will jump you to 45 years old with $50 million in the bank. Which one would you take?
Oh, that makes me really sad because I don't want to miss my kids growing up.
Yep.
So I'd go back to 10.
Me too.
Easy.
But also, don't you think that like we would know that we're just going to get married?
I don't know. I mean, you never know what would change.
But then we wouldn't have our kids.
Yeah. I'd rather go back to 10 and try it, because I would hate to miss our kids growing up. I don't care if I get $1 billion.
That's how I feel too.
It's not worth it. But I'd just go back to 10. I'd be I'd make so much money.
You think so?
Yeah. Are you kidding
me? Yeah. Because guess what? You could start like TikTok.
You could do freaking anything. Yeah, you could invest in Google
anything,
and Apple.
You'd already know.
You could do anything. That's Bitcoin. True. I would invest all my money in Bitcoin because I know that it's going to go bonkers expensive.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, so that's the obvious choice, to be honest. Yeah,
but it sucks because I want to marry you still, but I'd have so many bitches because I'd be so rich as like a 15-year-old.
Sad.
So I'd be like in Turks and Caicos with just a bunch of hoes being like, oh, what was that girl's name again that I wanted to date? But I'd go back to, you could do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if we were single, then like that'd be the obvious choice. Because you can make a lot more than $50 million going back and investing in Bitcoin and Google and Apple and all. Tesla stock, are you kidding? Like there's so many things you could do and just make way more money than skipping to 40. Yeah. What about you? I mean, same answer?
Same answer.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't want to miss. And also, it's weird because like some people read that and they're like 44 and they're like, oh, I just, you know, it's like easy for them. But anyways.
Yeah, we're in the prime of our life, baby. We don't want to waste these next 15, 20 years. This episode is brought to you by Bucked Up. Mission New Year, New You starts now. If you are looking for great workouts to shed body fat and achieve real results, ditch your weak-ass supplements and get bucked up. Sure, you could go another year hiding from your reflection, or you could finally own your life and shatter last year's limitations. Transformation takes work. Bucked Up helps with epic benefits: energy, endurance, power, pump, fat burning, and infinitely more. Fuel your fitness goals with the best supplements and gym apparel on the market. Get bucked up. Use code Jordan at checkout for 20% off. Again, that is code Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, at checkout for 20% off. This episode is brought to you by Thread Wallets. Thread Wallets makes functional and unique products to help you carry on. Declutter your life with minimalist wallets, lanyards, crossbody bags, and tote bags, all designed to be the ultimate sidekick for wherever life takes you. Their products are durable, stylish, and slim, and make carrying your essentials easy. Their elastic wallet keeps all your cards and cash secure without being bulky. Clip it onto a thread lanyard with one of their lip balm holders and your keys, and you're ready to go. Whether you're climbing a mountain, traveling the world, or just heading to work, Thread Wallets is there to keep it all together. Check out all their carry essentials at threadwallets.com.
I was going to bring something up about what we were talking about earlier, and I can't remember what it was now. Oh, when you were at the car wash and that girl pulled up.
Oh, yeah. That's an unspoken thing, too.
Yeah. That's what made me think of it.
I went to the car wash and I was just vacuuming the car out. So I was at the outside of like the one by our house. So I'm vacuuming the car and I'm on the passenger side and there's an empty parking spot next to me. So a car pulls into that parking spot, but I'm right there because I was on the passenger side vacuuming. Mm-hmm. Car pulls up. It's a little Honda Civic. The door opens and it smells like weed really bad, like real strong, like just smoked. And the girl in there, she was probably our same age, normal looking girl, but she had, anyway, she opened the door and I go like, whoof. I like kind of didn't mean to, but I made a face like, oh man, it smells like weed real bad. And she just looked at me and like nodded her head, kind of furrowed her eyebrows and nodded like oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like it's what you think. I thought that was hilarious. I should have asked for some.
And then I had this story that I saw on Reddit that I wanted to read to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so it says, I feel like I need to get this story even if I end up deleting it later on, and pray it never ever gets traced back to me. P.S. This was a long time ago. I, age 16 at the time of the story, fell for my history teacher, who's 24. I know it sounds crazy. How the hell did this happen? For context, he was a young teacher. I was 16 and he was 24. Usually teachers are old, and I was maturing to the point where I was starting to gain interest in boys. I never caught any interest from boys, though. I was considered ugly by boys my age, no matter how often I lowered my standards. Nobody ever gave me a second chance, but from the first day of class, my teacher did. Looking back, he was genuinely just a nice guy, but at the time, it felt like he liked me, too. We took a field trip to a museum where I was assigned to him as a chaperone, and we were able to walk in a group and chat, etc. We got to a section of the museum that was particularly closed off for our class for the day. It was confusing to me and still is, but it was comparable to a cave system. Only two people were allowed in at a time due to the size of it, and it would be incredibly dark. No valuables allowed in, no phones, watches, etc. for the sake of the place not being held accountable for these items being broken or lost inside. Also, due to the size, you had to army crawl next to your partner. We were told to partner up and had an uneven amount of people. Due to me not being popular, nobody chose me. My teacher decided to volunteer to come in with me because it sounded fun. So finally, we are inside. It's pitch black. We are navigating our way. There are a few glow-in-the-dark arrows pointing you where to go due to the fact that there's a lot of roots. However, we must have somehow taken a wrong turn because we were suddenly without any arrows and I was begging to become uncomfortable with the tight spaces. And I said, I think we have to turn around. He replied, yeah, probably for the best. So the only option was for me to go a bit ahead, find a crevice and turn myself around with him following so that we can get back on route. It was so hard to put into words, but that's all I've got. So I did. But when I turned around, I must have been too close or he inched up worried about losing track of me, but we bumped heads. I quickly apologized and reached out and he did the same. Then everything went silent. All I could hear was our heavy breathing. We were face to face and my young self thought, fuck it. And I effing kissed him. I myself quickly stopped. I shouldn't say kissed, but it was like a peck. But to this day, I can recall the feeling of his beard against my face. Instead of waiting for him to turn around, I went ahead on my own, found the exit and left. He wasn't too far behind me as I could hear him crawling occasionally, but neither of us spoke. When we left the cave, we acted like normal, talked about how cool it was to everyone who didn't go in, but didn't speak of it to each other. I was so ashamed that I came to a self-consensus to never tell anyone. I initiated it, I was the one who did it, and he didn't necessarily reciprocate, but also never said anything against it afterwards. But he was an amazing teacher and a genuine person. I wouldn't let it get out that it ever happened. Well, a few years went by. It was my senior year, and I was attending a soccer game in support of a friend when he and his wife... Oh, did I not mention he was married? Yeah, I know. The subreddit is literally I fucked up. Came and sat behind me. She loudly and obviously made sure to mention something concerning a cave. I mean, she literally, which may I mention, had nothing to do with the conversation they were having, asked a coworker sitting with them if she had ever been inside a cave. The coworker comments back, what? No, I was talking about going skydiving, which isn't what she said back, but that's how unrelated the conversation was to caves. So yeah, it's been years and I haven't seen him, spoken to him, anything in a long, long time, but I will never, ever forget that day.
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but she kissed him. And I was expecting it to be like, we kissed each other and whatever, but she kissed him and he like didn't reciprocate. And well, like,
yeah, I hope not.
But like, it's sad because she's like, I'm a loser. Nobody likes me. And then I kissed my teacher and like, what the heck was I thinking?
Like, what did you think? Yeah. What did you think was going to happen?
I don't know why she did it.
I don't know why either.
Anyways, I read that and I wanted to share it with you.
That'd be so embarrassing.
I know.
Well, I mean, even just with people your own age, thinking that someone likes you.
And yeah,
you do something like that and it's just embarrassing when they don't reciprocate.
Yeah, has that ever happened to you?
Like I've been the guy that was embarrassed.
Yeah, like did you ever? I'm trying to think. I remember I dated, well, didn't date, there's a guy I talked to. he wasn't really into me, but he like was. He just like wanted to hook up. Yeah. And for me, I was like, are we gonna like be in a relationship or what?
And he was like, nope.
And he was like, no. And so I think that's the only time I ever was like put in my place, kind of. Mm-hmm. But like not really. It wasn't embarrassing and I was fine. It's not like I took it hard. It's not like I really liked him, but I was like, hey, what's going on?
That happens a lot though.
Yeah, you like want to be transparent about relationships. I had a guy once ask me like, so do you want to date me or no? And I was like, oh, no. You know, you just be kind of honest. But anyways, we don't have to get into that.
Well, I had that one girl. I told you that story.
No. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
There was a girl that,
Texas with you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that one too. No, there was a different one. Though that one's funny too. Mm-hmm. I've already talked about that one. I'll tell the other one. I met this girl and then we hung out a few times. I don't really remember what the thing was, but we like were going to hook up. And she's like, I don't hook up unless I'm dating the guy. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. So never mind then. Right? And she's like, well, I mean, if you want to like date each other, then we can do that. I was like, no, I don't want to.
Like, I'm not going to commit.
No, I'm not into it. I just, you know. And then like, I just didn't talk to her because I was trying to be respectful. Like she said no or whatever. So I wasn't trying to talk. I didn't want to date her. So I didn't even talk to her at all. And like a week later, she texted me randomly one night and was like, okay, you can come pick me up. It's fine.
She was like so horny.
Mm-hmm. And so we did that for a while. And then one day, and it was like the same deal. Like we were just hooking up for a while because I was like, we're not dating though, just so you know. But we like kind of technically were, I guess, because we were hooking up all the time.
Consistently going out together.
Yeah. But then she basically was like, so are we dating? I was like, no. And then I was like, do you want to be done hooking up? And she's like, well, no. And so I just kept doing that. And then it was like, I started dating somebody else. And
me? Then,
yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Aw. That was a girl right before me?
I actually don't know if it was.
Mm.
But I think it was when we were talking. I don't really know. But either way, then she got all mad at me. And I'm like, well.
You're like, I was very transparent from the very beginning.
You.
That's so
And
funny.
I understand. But it was just like, and I felt really bad. I also texted her before we got married too. And I said, sorry. I felt bad.
Because you used her and abused her.
Well, yeah, but she knew what she was getting into.
That's true.
I mean, she's the one that reached out to me.
Yeah.
She wanted to hook up. So, of course, what am I going to say?
That's
no.
That's true.
You think I'm stupid? Of course I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't really. I got lucky. I didn't really have any embarrassing things happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a buddy one time in elementary school. They got in trouble because he like fell back in his chair. We had a young, attractive teacher. In like sixth grade, and my buddy was leaning in his chair, you know how you do, and like balance on it, and he fell back and like swung his arms, and I guess he like smacked the teacher's ass and he got in trouble, and he's like, no, I fell, you know. He probably did it on purpose. I don't really remember.
Oh my gosh.
But that's like a tiny,
he like grabs a boob to like, yeah, help.
He's like,
him
just the nipples, both hands. He like, I'm falling, pinches him. And I remember it was a whole thing of like, oh, this guy freaking has a crush on this teacher, which it was just a funny, but
mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. I wish there were more things like that. I wish I heard stories of teachers hooking up with students.
Oh, I bet there's a whole Reddit page for that.
Well, there's a million, but I mean, like, I wish I found out that someone I knew hooked up with a teacher. That'd be amazing.
Oh, I wish I did too. I feel like there's so much gossip in my brain.
I love it. We're drama queens.
And like there's things, but they're hidden in the folds of my brain. They need to be recovered.
Well, you just block it out.
Yeah, it's true. And I forget things. Like it's like I get so excited when I hear something and then I'm like, okay, over it. And then it like gets uncovered years later. And then I get excited again.
Well, that's a thing. Like there's probably going to be a lot of things that happen in high school that we're not going to find out about until later.
There is. Oh, I'm getting heated talking about this now. And this is an interesting story. In high school, a group of girls, I don't know who did it, but it was like Gossip Girl was like a huge thing when I was in high school. We all were watching it. I mean, everyone was watching it, so I watched it. And someone made a Gossip Girl Mesa High account on Twitter. And the point was like for people to write and gossip and they'd like share it or something. And I don't remember it really producing too much stuff, but everyone thought it was me. It was, really? Why me? And like, it was like posting gossip about girls that I like didn't even associate with at all. And I guess if it was me and they wrote it in, I guess, but like, mm-hmm. I remember that I don't remember what it was, but I told my friends it was me because I was just trying to be funny. I don't know how to explain it. I was just like, I feel like I had more confidence in my friends that they knew I would never do that than was actually happening. So maybe that's why everyone thought it was me, because I kind of...
Because you told everyone it was you?
I promise it wasn't me. And to this day, I still like think about it. It keeps me up at night. I wonder who started that Gossip Girl account.
I know there's times I'll wake up in the night and you're not in bed next to me, and I'll look and you're just standing by the window smoking a cigarette out the window, like in your gown, thinking like, who could it have been? You have a...
I really have pictures with red string
connecting them.
Yeah, I really would love to know who it was. But it is funny, like the gossip that they would spew out was like, it was just about friend group that I wasn't even a part of. Like I didn't even really know.
And who even freaking cares? Nothing even.
No
really
one cares,
happened.
But it's just interesting. Like to this day, I mean, I've been out of high school since what, 2015?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's been how?
7 years.
7 years. And I still am like, it bugs me that I don't know who it was.
One of my favorite things like that, and I've told you this, is when I was in high school, somebody made a like sluts page. Like top sluts of the school.
Oh, you told me about this. This makes me laugh. People are so funny.
It's freaking hilarious. So they made Mountain View top sluts. Mm-hmm. And it was there was like 10, and they'd post one like once a week. It was obviously very sad because the girls that got put on the list were really sad.
Wouldn't that make you feel good a little bit? Like,
well,
sluts
obviously,
are hot.
Obviously, it's right. The thing that's funny about it is the people that were being called sluts, like slut means you're having sex with people and like you're a disgusting whore.
Yeah.
But these girls like were all Mormon, like hadn't done anything. So my girlfriend told me at the time, or my girlfriend got put on the list too. And I was like, oh man, that sucks and whatever. And then like one of her best friends got put on the list too. And they were really funny about the fact that they like are on the list. They were funny about it. And then when I was dating her, cause this is before I was dating her, I just knew her and she got put on the list. And when I was dating her, I found out that she did it.
It was her.
It was her.
She made the page and she put herself on it.
Well, she was like, she's like, it's going to be suspicious if I'm not on the list.
Oh, that is so funny.
And it was hilarious.
Oh, I love that.
That made me laugh. I thought that was really funny. And she was like, yeah, of course. She's like, yeah, I made myself number 8. Like, I'm not top 5 sluts, but I'm on the list for sure. I thought that was really funny.
Oh, I love her self-awareness. That's so funny.
Yeah, and she was just putting like her... They were just being funny anyway. People got too emotional about it.
Ugh. I always hate when people are emotional about stupid things. Who cares?
Yeah. And, I, you know, obviously when you're in high school, you think that everything matters like that.
Yeah.
Like at the time, it's a big deal, but...
Yeah. I always got in trouble because like I would talk bad about someone. We all talk bad about people and I'd own up to it. But then other girls would talk bad about like their best friends, but they wouldn't get in trouble. I never understood that. Like if I talk bad about someone who's not my friend and they're doing something dumb and I'm just talking about it, like obviously nobody, like we're told not to gossip and not to spread negativity or whatever, but like everyone did it. I just don't understand. Like where do you draw the line? Like if you talk bad about your best friend, it's okay. But if some random person talks bad about your friend, it's not okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't really
I never understood
it.
That.
Well, we deal with that a lot now still, because there's a lot, well, not really, but there's a lot of friend groups that we went to high school with that are still friends from high school, and they're all bad friends with each other.
They're all
gossiping. They talk shit about each other all the time. And it's like, you guys are just, why are you even friends? You were only friends because you went to school together and church together.
Yeah.
Like you're obviously not, it's okay to not be in the exact same friend group your whole life.
Yeah.
I think because you change over time, and so people are just obviously not compatible to be.
It's an identity thing, though. It's kind of hard to like change.
Yeah,
and you feel comfortable, so like, why? I'm probably being with friends for all those years. You feel like a, you know, you love
camaraderie.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've
been
through it together.
Yeah, been through it. They've survived the Mountain View top sluts page.
That is so funny.
They were in the trenches.
Was there
together.
Anything else like that at your school?
There was a lot of stuff like that. Not really bad, though. There was a Gossip Girl, who freaking cares. But
oh,
I remember,
my gosh. Can I say this real fast?
Yeah.
At my school, the group of girls literally named themselves the Bitch Crew. And that's the stupidest thing.
You know what that just made me think of?
That's so stupid.
We were talking about this the other day. My friends and I, when we were in high school, we made up like an acronym just to be funny. It was called Tat That Ass, though. Like, we were just being funny. And so to be funny, we would always, like, we'd post a tweet about literally anything about the basketball game. And then you'd say hashtag tat. Like, we were always just trying to confuse people. We just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
We're talking about ass.
It is really funny, too, to know something that other people don't. And they, like, are so mad that they don't know.
We just made it up. We were just trying to be funny. And we just would do that. And the girls we were friends with would always be so annoyed. Like, you have to tell us what it means. You have to. And we're like, no. And so then we were like, oh, we're going to keep doing this because people care, even though we were just joking.
Uh-huh.
My favorite thing that happened is these girls, we, like, went to the cabin like we used to do all the time, the guys. And we came home and the girls were like, we made our own acronym and you want to know what it is, huh? And we're like, I am like, I don't fucking care at all. Like, you really think that we care? You think we like care?
Usually I don't care.
Or talk about you guys at all, but we don't.
That
we
is
don't care.
So
they're
funny.
Like, but aren't you jealous? Like, don't you want to know? I'm like, no, I don't care. Like, people care too much like that. So that happened when I was in high school. But also there were always pages of like hottest couples of the high school and like bachelor. I got freaking put on a few of them.
Did you? Yeah. Were you a little sleazy boy?
No, but I remember somebody made an account called I maybe have told you this. Somebody made an account called like Mountain View Shady People or something. And I was the profile picture.
You were.
Yeah. They made my
that
face
is so funny.
They made my face the profile picture. And I like would retweet their stuff all the time and then they just deleted their account. Like they lost the power.
Yeah, that's something that
I
people...
was like, this is funny.
If you, like, give a person power by acting like, what's it called? Inferior or whatever, and being like, oh, then they win. But if you can, like, turn it around and be like, I don't care, that's when you win.
And I'm pretty sure I know who made it. I'll tell you off mic.
Really? Who? You think so?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to do a would you rather, and then we'll close it out?
Yes. Let me see if I have a would you rather.
Okay. So last week we had a really close call. Last week's would you rather was, would you rather have your full-time job for a year be riding a roller coaster every day, all day, 8 hours a day, you get a lunch break, and that's your job. Or for a year, you can't wash your hands at all. And I was actually surprised. I never showed you the results. Most people picked roller coaster job. That was the higher thing. People would rather have a job where they ride a roller coaster all day
than wash their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get it. I mean, it especially like 60, we're in a pandemic, so I get it.
It's like 60-40.
Oh, so yeah. It was almost 50-50.
Yeah. Yes.
Something else was, I don't know if it was the last episode or the episode before, but I have to own up to my mistakes. And if you fall overboard, a cruise ship will.
Oh, yeah.
Search for you.
We had an influx of people sending in.
Yeah.
We got
I'm
emails.
Like, oh, okay,
we got
so
some
I'm
emails.
Stupid.
Well, we didn't know.
Well, I don't know why I thought that, but a lot of people were saying they get sucked under the boat, but I guess they still will look for you. But if they can't find you, I mean, they're going to leave at some point. But it gives me peace of mind to know that if I ever go on a cruise ship again and I fall overboard, they'll look for me.
Yeah. So do you have a would you rather or no?
I thought I did. Let me look.
If you don't,
see.
I'll just do one.
I think my would you rather was that question.
Oh, the pill.
The pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a good one.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather stub your toe and the day before it heals, you stub it again forever? You constantly have a freshly stubbed toe. Or you have an itch on your body that whenever you try to scratch it, it moves to a different part of the body and will get increasingly itchier each time.
I wish I could like sit here and like not be able to decide, but I hate being itchy. So I would do the toe stubbing.
I would rather do the toe stubbing.
Yeah.
Being itchy is insane.
It's the most annoying thing. That's a good one though. I wonder, are you going to put that on the story? I wonder how many people are going to choose the itching one over the toe stubbing.
Stubbing,
is that the word?
Yeah, stubbing. You stub your toe. I can't even imagine being itchy all day. But is there anything worse than that? Stubbing your toe sucks. Okay, would you rather stub your big toe or your pinky toe? Because the pinky toe, I'm like...
The big toe. The pinky toe hurts so bad.
When I stub my pinky toe, I'm like, cool, I'm just going to have to get my toe cut off.
Oh, shoot. I had a that won't do.
Gimme. We can do this.
I have a list of that won't do's.
We can do it if you want.
A little segment to end on.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any that won't do's?
I always do.
Okay, well, this is my that won't do. showing up unannounced.
Yeah.
At someone's house.
Yeah.
Or calling. Like, if you're going to call me, just send me a text first.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I do that sometimes to people, but like, something that I hate is when someone just shows up to my house, usually the Relief Society.
Oh, well, get the hell out of here.
I like that. Am not expecting it, and my house is messy, and they like want to give me a message, and I have like Blake in the bath or whatever. That won't do.
No, it won't.
Do you have a that won't do?
Yes. Making an Instagram for your pet or your child just simply won't do.
Why won't it do?
Because it's stupid as shit.
Yeah. How many of our listeners do you think
every have a single separate... one. Every single person that we know has an account for their golden doodle.
I just don't understand why you can't just post that on your personal page.
I don't really understand it either.
Do they even really have followers?
Well, some people will do a lot. Some people
famous people do. Like, yeah. They'll do a separate one for their child.
Like, Joe Rogan's dog has so many.
Really?
Yeah, but that's different.
Is it okay for Joe Rogan to do it?
Yeah, because he's a famous person. Yeah. And his dog's famous.
So Sally down the street can do it.
No, just some, like, what makes you think that your dog, like, I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But making one for your kid is worse. Because I feel kind of weird about posting stuff about our kids on the internet.
Yeah. So then, I'm private. So well, yeah, I only let some
But you don't have an account
see.
That you're trying to, like, get sponsors for your kid.
I personally think it's weird. It's fine. And these people have lots of followers, so they're obviously doing something right. But, like, I think it's weird when people, like, rehearse things with their kids and they do, like, a whole monologue with, like, a TikTok sound. Yeah, and it's, weird. Like, the kids, like, doing, like, wording, doing the words or whatever. What's it called when you, like...
Like, they have a little script?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I don't like it. And I'm allowed to not like it.
And that's okay.
And well, you're allowed okay. to like it if you do, but I don't.
Yeah, I think it's freaking weird.
Yeah, I'll have to agree. I also don't like when I see, and I know this is a big thing, and it's like a cultural thing for the little dancers, but when little girls wear, like, the two-piece outfits that are really sleazy and they like have makeup on and they're like 7 years old because they have a dance competition, it makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, that makes me feel freaking weird too.
Like, I don't know why, but I'm like, why your kid, well, why do they have to wear makeup? Like,
if, I don't really know.
If I ever put Blake in dance and that's what everyone's doing, like, I'll probably do it too. But also, why the two-piece? I don't know. It makes me, I don't like it, and that's fine. And some people can like it, and that's fine too.
Yeah. There's a lot of things like that. Everything that we talk about, it's okay if you like it and we're making fun of it. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's how the world should just function.
Yeah, and you should be okay that someone else, like, disagrees with you.
Yeah, it's fine. We're yeah, just, it's
totally
fine.
It totally is. But yeah, that won't do either.
No, it won't do at all. But I mean, I think we're good. I had a lot of fun this time.
This time? Was this your favorite time with me?
Well, we're just getting more used to it. I mean, also, yeah. We have, like, the studio's almost done.
Which is exciting.
And so we're getting... We're getting into a groove,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting a little more comfortable. Like, the whole, it's not as cluttered in here. It's a lot more set up. Like, yeah. We are used to it. We're in a groove. I think it's going good.
Yeah, you're, like, getting comfortable because you've been on your phone, like, the whole last half of this conversation. What are you doing on your phone?
Oh, I was trying to find the would you rather.
Oh, would you? Yeah. Were you?
Because I couldn't, I had deleted it, but. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, everybody, thanks for coming and hanging out. Please come next week because we're just going to keep doing the same shit every time. Feel free. It really helps us out if you go and leave a review of the podcast or if you leave a rating of the podcast on Apple Music or Spotify or whatever streaming service you use. Helps us out a lot.
Recommend to your friends. Yeah. That's like probably how we'll get more listens is by telling your friends. It's a good time.
Yeah. Come hang out with us. The more the merrier. That's what I always say. I actually coined that phrase. The more the merrier. You guys are my little family. We're your step parents. We're the freaking 19 kids and counting.
Yeah.
We're cheaper by the dozen, and you guys are all the rambunctious kids. You guys are all Drake Bell and Tom Welling, and we're the parents. I'm Steve Martin in this situation.
Who am I?
The mom, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember who it is.
I don't either.
Well, we're your step parent. We're your foster parents. We're just fostering a bunch of kids.
Shitheads.
Yeah, a bunch of dickheads who think this is all fun too. But I love you guys. I love you too, Al.
Love you.
I had a lot of fun. And do you want to send us off?
Yeah. How do I do it?
Just whatever you want. Make it up.
And we'll smell you later.
That was really good.
Was it?
That was inspired.
Was it?
Yeah.
Thank you. See ya.
Okay. Bye, guys.